the Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
Well, hi there, and I hope you're doing well. My name is Scott McKenzie, and welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Let's get the show on the road. I hope you're having a great day. I know I am. It's nice and cool and dry out there for once in Louisiana. Oh, my goodness. I don't want summer to come because, boy, it gets really... It gets really hot and steamy out there. So anyway, we only have 6 minutes, so let's get going. Episode 28, Go Big 28. We talked about really what is your customer's passion? What is their wants? What is their fears? What do they stand for, and what do they stand against? What do they just sort of repel against? And having that meaningful conversation with your customer is vital. I don't care what you think. It has to happen because you've got a specific offer that you want to make. And if it doesn't align with the wants and the fears and all of the stuff that you have in that conversation, then it's going to be quite a mismatch and it's going to be a difficult sell. So what we're going to do here today is how do you line that up? In this episode 29, I'm going to talk about matching your customer's passion, if it's even possible. And I'm going to use me as an example. So whenever I have that conversation with customers who are entering into my industrial digital marketing program, It's very candid. It's very enlightening. So when I have a conversation back, I want to be as candid and as open as I possibly can. And so one of the things that everybody has to understand is, one, this platform, my services, are 100% dedicated to your success, period. No ifs, ands, or buts, period. Dedicated to your success. And because if it's not... If I fail, if I don't match up with your expectations, then you don't win, I don't win. But if you win, I win. So it's very important that you have that upfront, and that is my driver. I want you to be successful, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can within my capabilities to be able to do that for you. It's straight out. If that's not aligned with your wants and desires and all that, then it's not a good fit. The second thing is I'm very candid. The reason for that is me personally hate wasting time. I just want to cut to the chase. It might seem to repel some and attract some, but the reality is I do not enjoy wasting time. And I know a lot of people do, and they might want to chit-chat, and that's my fault. That's my flaw. I want to get right to the point. What does it mean? And that means I'm very candid because I want to compress the time as much as I possibly can. So if I'm dedicated to you and your success and everything that I do, then I have to be respectful of your time because I hate wasting time. And then I have to be as candid as I possibly can because I can't just sort of nebulously sort of move around. So I'm very focused on that. And then the third thing is I don't have fluff. I don't want to have fluff. Why do we have to have fluff? It communicates or it breaks down. It creates confusion. So I don't do that. And I work very hard all the time. And I'm not saying that just because, you know, I appreciate people who work very hard. And then this is not get quick rich type stuff. It requires a lot of work. And if you win, I win. And if, you know, and I put myself in your shoes. Those are my drivers. Those are what I'm for and what I'm against. Those are what I always drive to. And now I can have that conversation, that very frank, candid conversation, which you have to have with your customer to see if there is a good fit. Because if there is a good fit that really addresses their, you know, what they're for, what they're against, and you got some similar values, then the ability to be able to provide services and solutions are much greater and better. It makes just complete sense. So I'm always saying, okay, What are you about, customer? And then I try to truly align who I am with my customer. Now, if there's not a fit, if there's not sort of that alignment that happens, that match, then there's no path forward. I've had customers that we just didn't click. And I know that you have had customers that just didn't click. Different values, whatever it might be. It's not a positive or negative. It just didn't click. And remember how difficult that business was? Do you remember how, you know, they're always constantly, and you generate and you waste a lot of energy trying to help and work, and you want similarities, you want a match. That's the bottom line. So my challenge to you today is have that candid conversation that was in episode 28. Figure it out. Have that conversation with your customer and then come back and figure out how to align and how to match with your customer's passion. Because once you do that, and when we've talked about know, like, and trust, you start building. You start building that know and that like, that trust, that similarity, that caring, that friendship. It's important. I'm just telling you right now, it's important. And I think you can do it. Because I can. I'm very impatient. I talk to my wife. I'm very intense too. So anyway, those are my qualities. Do they align with my customers? Yes. Do you want to align with your customers in the values that you have? Absolutely. Because it's about you building out that market, creating new business, all of that fun stuff. But you got to do that from that perspective. Make sense? All right. Looks like 30 is going to be coming tomorrow. We're going to continue to build on this platform. And I hope you're doing great. I certainly am. And I'm so glad that you are here, and I'm honored. So thank you very much. Be safe. And thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast.